You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Songs are so good, they quite frankly do not need an introduction apart from Sound and Nick's Vision. Yes, it's time for the first ever official Sound and Nick's Vision show, apart from the Christmas special, which was technically the first ever. Nick Elliott's in the studio. Nick, it's your show.
Alex.
How are you?
I'm very well. Little cold, but apart from that...
Well, it is January.
I know, everybody keeps saying that, winter, but I'm not a fan.
We could technically actually say this is a Robert Burns night special, but we probably won't. The Cult and She Sells Sanctuary was the opener for today. We've also got the fabulous Sue Royce for at least 25 minutes or so of the show today. Sue, you said you were very tempted to get the disco ball out for She Sells Sanctuary.
Oh, I love that tune. I really do. It's one of my favourites.
By the seashore. No, that was seashells. Nick, your selection, why did you go with that? Have you worked with the Cult? Have you photographed the Cult?
I've shot the Cult, yeah. It's Sonisphere, probably about 3-4 years ago, I think it was. Awesome band. One of my favourite all-time singles. And I think a grossly underrated rock band, actually. The
Good
Cult.
Driving music.
Oh, serious. Serious stuff.
Worth pointing out that Nick, together with the fabulous Cat, actually drive all the way from Cambridgeshire to Lincoln to do this show at Siren 107.3 FM.
We do.
That's dedication.
We risk the snow.
Exactly. We were trying to get the helicopter act, but it hasn't worked as yet. Soon. You know, we'll have that rock and roll thing happening before too long, I'm sure. Nick, on the show today, we've got The Animals, we've got Hazel O'Connor, we've got Golden Earring, we've got The Sweet, Slade, probably The Who, and Guns N' Roses. These are all bands that you've worked with, that you've connected with, that you're going to share with us. For people who are actually tuned in for the first time, and where have you been for the other shows? Well, there haven't been any apart from the Christmas special. Why are we looking at these bands in particular?
Well, these are some of my favourite kind of, we'll say, more acceptable singles over the years. Singles that I bought. These guys, most of these people that we're talking about, I've worked with, been a big influence on my life. And have gone down on the list of people that, you know, were my heroes, The Who, maybe part of what I am today. You know, The Sweet, Animals, fantastic. Great, great singles.
Lots of wonderful stuff there, down there. But let's turn to, I think, Chaz Chandler, who is one of the...
Animals.
Animals, exactly, yep. From that point of view. Clearly this little tune, which is a cover version, which most people would recommend The Animals to, and you can go to parts of Newcastle even now, where it's almost as though you've uttered the words that the Pope has actually sort of entered the building.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
The Animals. How did you connect with The Animals?
Well, this is one of the very first singles that I actually didn't buy. It was bought for me by my cousin, and it was one of the first ever 7-inches that I owned. I still think it's one of the greatest singles ever recorded, by far.
Sue Royce is too young to remember 7-inch singles, I'm sure, sir, in many ways. Or
I don't know. See, now, I remember my grandmother with a vinyl record player, and they used to buy singles, which I assume are 7-inch ones. They're small
ones.
You
could get them in 12-inch
as well. I do remember
33 1/3 LP.
But only just.
Yes. Cylinders, wax cylinders. That's before the House of the Rising Sun, of course, which is what we're going to hear next. But your sister, of course, is in Newcastle. Yeah. Big animals fan, or what do you sort of say? No,
my dad is. Oh. Yes, my dad is. He's seen them a couple of times. So consequently, growing up as children, you know, we were exposed to an awful lot of, you know, the Who, the animals. Elton John was another one that we used to listen to regularly. So, yeah, consequently, I'm familiar with their stuff. And they've been, Stem and Rolling Stones, have been so influential on the stuff that's coming out now. And
have you worked with the whole band or just one or two?
No, I met the whole band, with minus Eric Burton, which was a bit of a shame. Sure. But I, at the time, I come to meet them because of the Blockheads, really. I shot a couple of album covers for the Blockheads. Right. I did a lot of work with the Blockheads, unfortunately with their Ian Dury. But got very close to these guys, working with them over the time that I did. And in particular, the keyboard player, Mickey Gallagher, who is one of the original Blockheads, still with them. And he also then was asked to join the Animals way, way, way back when the whole thing went kind of a bit strange, you know, with Alan Price and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Mickey then was
Alan
asked...
Alan Price and Georgie Fame.
Indeed.
Dancing Bear, Simon Smith.
Indeed,
amazing.
Indeed.
Amazing stuff.
And then Mickey Gallagher joined them. And my connection came through. We was invited along to a couple of their gigs on one of their big kind of reunion shows. And it was quite a thrill for me to meet these guys and, you know, that had been such a big part of my life, big part of my upbringing. But like I say, unfortunately, not Eric Burton, which was a bit of a shame, but...
Taking the opportunity whilst the House of the Rising Sun by the Animals was playing there to have a look at nickelliott.eu, Nick Elliott Rock Photographer. What a superb site this is, Nick. Well done. Congratulations. And considering the sort of the music video element of that, sort of running through a series of slideshows as we work through that. I mean, would you say portraits, editorial, live, exclamation mark, or live, two exclamation marks in colour is the best way to actually go through? Which one should we click on?
Any.
Sue, which one would you like to click on there?
I love the black and white portraits.
Well, we'll go for live single exclamation mark with some of the key things. How many folk can you actually identify here, Sue? I mean, let's sort of run our way through that. Any sort of sense in terms of...
No.
Talk us through what we're seeing here, Nick, because this is important, and hopefully people who are listening to this show...
I might know who that one is.
Can actually work through it. Who's that then, Sue?
I think that was Ozzy Osbourne.
It was Ozzy.
There you are. You see, that's why you're on the show, Sue, right?
Mad Ozzy.
Exactly. Ozzy Osbourne photographed without the chicken. Fantastic. You know, it's... presumably he hadn't actually even thought about eating it at that stage, but still... There's a wonderful composition to these shots, and I think, Sue, you will agree that the way in which they're sort of shaping up, you're almost sensing that you're there, really. Who's this? Who are we looking at there in terms of the craziness that's around Nick? Tell us. So, I mean, it's pacing through.
That's Metallica.
Yes, Metallica. Onwards through. We had all sorts of.
That's the great Michael Monroe. Oh, Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah, exactly. Doing his stuff.
Wonderful.
With
wonderful.
Saxophone as well.
Indeed.
Very good.
Fantastic artist.
Brilliant. Okay. 1980s, phenomenal decade in all sorts of ways, particularly for a movie called Breaking Glass, which also brought Hazel O'Connor to the fore.
Indeed.
And if it wasn't The Eighth Day, and of course the whole soundtrack to Breaking Glass, there was this little number that comes up, which has a fantastic, I think, saxophone at the end. But Hazel O'Connor is your next choice of music, Nick. Why have you gone for this?
Again, I think one of my very favourite singles, absolute marvellous, marvellous classic of a track. and one that will live on long, long into time. It really will. Plus the fantastic sax solo at the end, which I have got a little story about that.
Some radio stations might fade before that, but we won't. Don't worry.
I
we
can
will
come
not.
Back to that if you wish.
I think we will. I think so. Do you want to hear the saxophone?
Oh,
song?
Yes. A little bit of saxophone.
Okay.
You drink your coffee and I sip my tea and we're sitting here playing so cool, thinking what will be, but it's getting kind of late now. Oh, I wonder if you'll stay now, stay now, stay now, stay now, or will you just politely say
so what's the story about the saxophone, Nick?
Oh, is that good or what? Is that seriously good? The story about the saxophone is that it wasn't originally on the cut. It was dropped on at the end. It was a suggestion by the sax player. I think this will work, Hayes. We'll stick it on. And they never paid the guy.
Oh. Did he have to go off and do something like Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street again?
Caused
then?
A lot of trouble.
Not surprised.
Which is a shame.
No names, but
which
still,
is a shame.
Sometimes you need to make sure those things are not just verbal contracts.
It would not have worked half as well if the sax solo hadn't been there. It just brought so much to it.
Yeah, I suspect Hazel's on the phone now just to actually say, yeah, you're absolutely quite right. You know, nothing to do with me. An Evening with Hazel O'Connor Live 2015 is available. Also, you can actually go to hazeloconnor.com. She's still thriving, doing a whole heap of things there, going effectively through February, Bray, Dundalk, Paris, and in March, she's actually covering Bishop's Cleeve, Taunton, Cirencester, Milton Keynes, Bracknell, London, King's Sorbon, Hebden Bridge. Now, there's a blast from the past, Hebden Bridge. The Trade Club at Hebden Bridge, the Willowman Festival in Thirsk in June later on in the year, and the Acoustic Festival of Britain. Just to let you know, of course, that on Sound and Nick's Vision, sometimes if they're special, wonderful artists that Nick has actually worked with, we'll even cross-promote their touring material as well. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Just that kind of wonderful sort of show that's actually there. Would you go and see Hazel O'Connor live, Sue?
Well, I absolutely would, yes. Yeah, there are some people that are just worth, if you get the heads up, they're worth going to go and see.
Well, it has to be said, Hazel could probably do with some of your photographs on her website. Just a thought there.
Well, I haven't worked with her for a while, actually. It's quite a while.
So how was she? I mean, presumably it was the last century.
She's a lovely lady. Yeah. A very, very nice lady. Very shy and quite nervous about talking and things like that.
And don't mention the saxophone.
No.
Sue has to leave us, but we're going to leave. Sue begins to head off into the far yonder to look after all sorts of other marvellous things. We've got the perfect, and I say again, the perfect number to actually sort of drive by, unless you're in a traffic jam, in which case just hold it back, that's all. But, you know, that's introduction for Golden Earring, please. Nick Elliott.
God, Golden Earring. One of the greatest one-hit wonders ever recorded. Fantastic band.
It's Radar Love. Sue Indeed. Royce, we salute you. See you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Love.
I think they've stopped. Yes, they have, because they actually were waiting until Nick actually returned the drumsticks. Sorry, it happened. Nick, how did you get hold of the drumsticks from Golden Earring?
I actually saw them. I saw them at Cambridge Corn Exchange, 1973.
And, of course, they were a Dutch band, as you said, as far as Britain was concerned, a one-hit wonder. Focus, I think, being another contemporary band that also produced a range of
factors. Again, you're into my very top area.
Oh, I thought so, yes.
One of my fave bands. And three times I saw Focus.
We'll be emerging a fabulous sort of tour de force of all sorts of things. And Barry Hay, I think, one of the sort of lead singers there. They had a very sort of stylistic thing. Dutch rock band founded originally in 1961 as the Golden Earring. And they dropped the S in 1969. So.
They never really did anything at all. Over here in the UK, that was the biggest thing they did. But I think they only did one tour, which is the one I saw them on. And that track came from that tour.
And, of course, it is Golden Earring as opposed to Golden Hearing, in case you want to put an H in.
Indeed.
No H, no S. Golden Earring. Very important. So from there to a Scots singer, Brian Connolly, and a few other sort of fine folk, who together became probably the equivalent to another band we're going to play. In fact, it's interesting, they're coming up sort of back-to-back here. In fact, we may well play them back-to-back. The Sweet, Onto the Slade, Onto Slade, etc. And The Sweet, really pioneers, we might say, of the glam rock era, pioneers in that sort of David Bowie sort of era scenario. Something which emerged from the whole system. Most people will know Blockbuster. You've chosen another classic, which certainly is a wonderful way to actually get 70s discos moving. But what's your connection with The Sweet?
This track again is definitely one of the best they did commercially. I saw them way back in 75, 76 time, and then lucky enough to meet him and did some stuff with him about 18 months ago. Unfortunately, without Brian Connolly and a lot of the greats. But, they were awesome and still are. A fantastic hard rock band. Very, very good.
And
ever really knew about
that. Wasn't Brian Connolly the brother of the chap who was Taggart? And we will check that out, but I have a feeling that actually there was a connection with the man who was Inspector Taggart on TV.
Really?
I can't remember his Christian name. There's a definite line on that one. We'll set our researchers at work onto that.
Okay,
after, of course, we've had this classic. Nick, would you like to introduce the next piece of music from The Sweet? It is
Ballroom Blitz.
Listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM. Thank you.
strangely fitting together perfectly in many ways. Sweet, or The Sweet, and Slade. From, of course, the movie Slade in Flame, one of Nick Elliott's choices. A little bit of a heads up in terms of the Brian Connolly scenario. Sadly, only 51 when he actually passed away, but effectively discovered his lineage at 15. The relation was not a half-brother to Mark McManus, but they effectively had the sort of connection that Mark Taggart McManus was actually the nephew of Brian Connolly's foster father. So no direct connection there, but a connection nevertheless. Always like to be complete on these shows, Nick. Otherwise, you know, people get very annoyed about this
excellent
whole thing.
Result.
You said at the start that you were a keen fan of Roger Daltrey and Mr. Townsend and even Keith Moon, who obviously knew how to actually play a drum or two. Which brings us neatly around to this little epic, which is from The Who. Why have we gone for The Who?
Saw The Who, 1974. Charlton Athletic football ground changed my life.
Really? Actually, not Charlton Athletic?
That's it.
Was that in the era of Derek Hales?
I don't know. Yeah. You're talking football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think music and football go together so well. Surely I'm still waiting for one of the Sound and Nick's Vision shows to feature Glenn Hoddle and Chris Waddle with Diamond Lights. I mean, that's got to be in the offing for 2015.
I think that might be a bit of a wait.
You think so, Alex?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, The Who were performing at the Charlton Athletic Football Ground, which was the Valley, I believe. Was it the Valley of those
I think
days?
It was, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Why have we gone for The Seeker?
First Who single that I bought. First 7-inch Who single that I bought.
And The Seeker. Hopefully they found it. I'm sure they would. What's your connection with Roger Daltrey and The Who, please, Nick Elliott?
I then went on to work with Roger about four years ago. Did a special VIP gig that he did.
And in terms of Tommy and all the rest of the bits and pieces, because obviously, and does an awful lot of work for charity still, of course, Roger Daltrey.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Does he still have the business? Does he have the goods? Does he still perform?
Oh,
well?
God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've just finished their 50th anniversary tour, which was last year. I don't know if there's any more of it due this year. I don't think so, actually. I think that's it. They're pretty much saying that's about it. They won't do any more, supposedly.
We'll see. In the studio, we have the fabulous Kat. Kat, you're wearing a Donny Osmond hat, which I'm wondering. I'm very impressed.
It's just the
classic sort of Donny Osmond cap there from circa Puppy Love, Too Young era, 1973. You're getting into the spirit, Kat.
I'm getting into the spirit. Yeah. I can see that Nick's walking down memory lane, it kind of fits, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. And the Osmonds with The Who, what's not to love with that?
Exactly.
Apart from their karate routines, which were based on Elvis Presley's, of course. There we are. The Osmonds and The Who, it's like Guns N' Roses. But it's an epic. It's not November, of course. It's not that long a show. We'll have a show in November, obviously, but probably have one in February, March, April as well. It's January, but you've gone for Guns N' Roses and November Rain. It is an epic. Why, Nick Elliott?
Oh, GNR, what a fantastic out-and-out.
Axl Rose?
Yeah,
Don't do the acronym, please. Don't do the acronym.
About Guns N' Roses.
Exactly. A fan, obviously.
Oh, big time.
Have you worked with Axl?
No, Slash.
Oh, all right. Here they are, then.
Thank you.
Now, I think it's fair to say that there are many radio stations that would have faded some of the tracks we've featured on Sound and Nick's Vision today, but that's a guarantee Nick Elliott makes, and I'm making on Nick's behalf here, that if we're going to play the piece of music, we'll play it in full. Won't we, Nick?
Got to be done. It's the only way to listen to anything of Guns N' Roses.
As we mentioned, nickelliott.eu, the usual three W's, will take you to magical openings and probably some exciting news that should be happening re-exhibitions sometime in 2015. We'll keep you appraised of that as the thing proceeds. A little mention for one of our other shows on Siren, The Rock Train. If you like some of the music we played here, then certainly The Rock Train people once a month obviously play their own stuff on Thursdays. But Sound and Nick's Vision, a personalised look at some of the artists you've worked with and connected in all sorts of ways, will be coming through. We thank Kat for joining us today. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you very much for having us.
And we thank Sue Rice as well. We'll probably be joined by some of our other more chronologically less gifted folk. We're talking about younger souls here as other series continues. But how can people get in touch with the show, Kat? What's the best way? Through social media, etc. If they want to, if they're listening to this and they're on a podcast, they're thinking, how can they actually get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision and maybe say, Nick, I'd like you to play some musical youth? You won't do it, but, you know, how can they do that?
Well, they can get hold of Nick by going to on Twitter at Nick Elliott Rock, or the press office, who will pick up all the information and bring it to you at Nick Elliott Info.
And that can be fed into us at Siren 107.3 FM, award-winning station of the year 2014 for the East Midlands. Great stuff. OK, Nick, finally, we wrap up with another Scots chap. Is he Scottish? I suppose he is Scottish.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Yes, yeah. Well, born in London.
Well, this is the point, you see. This is the point with Rod.
Mostly attached. He's a Scot, if you ask
would
him.
Have thought, of course. We've seen him weep. We've seen him shed tears at Scottish football games.
Indeed.
Maggie May, one of his most famous numbers. It sees us out today. Would you like to explain why you've chosen this as the final track on Sound and Nick's Vision for January 2015?
I just love this track. I think it's... was such a kind of defining single, 1971, when he released it. Just that kind of period of coming out of the Faces and moving into his own stuff, you know. Just Every Picture Tells a Story, those kind of albums, just wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And it's got a mandolin on as well. And it's fantastic. Nick, are you back for Sound and Nick's Vision in February?
Yes, I am.